It's Tuesday, April 4th, 2023, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. A swift response thwarts North Korean cyber attack on 3CX. The investments in IT vigilance prove effective. And businesses struggle to align cybersecurity priorities with outcomes amidst rising cost sensitivity and IT workload. This is the Business of Tech. We talked about the 3CX security issue last week, and is my approach, I don't focus on every exploit you need to know, but instead on the security trends that impact how IT services are delivered. To that end, I noted some coverage in Politico. Quote, Pyongyang's attempt to slink into the software delivery pipeline of a widely used enterprise communications firm named 3CX hasn't gotten much attention within the Beltway because private sector security companies largely nipped it in the bud. End quote. Let's look at the timeline. On March 22nd, the problems began to surface as 3CX software triggered alerts in security software that looked suspicious, but the company was slow to respond. Customers began to ignore what they thought was a false positive. Cut to March 29th, when the software began to call home to GitHub and then suspicious web domains controlled by North Korea. That sleep period was designed to throw off defenders. Still, since 3CX software was already under suspicion, security researchers had, within a day, outed the activity, dismantled Pyongyang's command and control infrastructure, and contacted the U.S. government. Why do we care? The key takeaway here is that it's a win. Sure, the response wasn't perfect, but it worked and worked pretty quickly. That's not a reason for less vigilance, but it is encouraging that the investments in vigilance are working. Now, the next step around security, making sure this is reported to business leaders. Just like no one calls the network administrator to thank them on the days the network runs, no one calls the security team to thank them for the incident that didn't happen or that they didn't know about. Tie efforts back to business outcomes and make sure you're reporting. I spotted some research from Forrester related to the previous story, but more useful in the context of several others. Only 20% of respondents said their organization completely aligns cybersecurity priorities and business outcomes. 60% of firms are willing to spend 6% or more of their operating profit to benefit from adopting an outcome-based approach for cybersecurity investments. And 50% of firms struggle to measure cybersecurity value and need help articulating the contribution of security to business outcomes. In a recent Flexera survey, State of the Cloud, 82% said managing cloud spending was their top challenge, edging out security and lack of cloud expertise at 79% and 78%, respectively. I see a trend. Software One's survey says much the same. 93% of CIOs expecting IT budgets to increase in 2023, and 83% say they are under pressure to make their budgets stretch further than ever before. GoTo released its IT Priorities 2023 report. The company cites consolidation as the solution to enhance productivity and cost savings, noting that 41% of businesses plan to switch vendors to reduce costs. And 83% of respondents consider consolidation of communication, collaboration, and IT management support tools an important initiative of the year. 93% have completed, planned, or in process with these consolidation efforts. And 65% of organizations say they saw an increase in the IT workload in the past year. Insider did some analysis of the big tech layoffs and looked back historically. The researchers noted that while those big tech companies grew, they didn't become more efficient and revenue per employee declined. Why do we care? Let's tell a story here. Organizations often don't have alignment between security and business outcomes. Just as we're getting better about security, business leaders are now slightly more concerned about cutting costs and thinking software will help them. Business leaders cite efficiency, but are just trimming up the bloat they allowed during good times. Doing more with less is the theme, Now, this is cyclical. I expect the money spigots to turn back on when confidence in the economy matches more of a reality. We've been near a recession for ages that never seems to come. But until that's a bit more buoyant, there will be cost sensitivity here. And how to overcome it? Business outcomes. It's today's theme, and it's larger than security alone. Sharpen your blade on how you link back to a specific result. Do you like getting paid? Then make it easy for your customers with Gazinta Payments. Do you teach your customers not to click on links from strange domain names like mymsp.monkeypayments.com or slowbooks.com? Gazinta Payments uses your branding and domain name. No redirects, no confusion. Gazinta Mobius is trusted by over 1,000 MSPs to sync financial data. Their new product, Gazinta Payments, is built with the same care and empathy to make the payment process easy for your customers. Gazinta is a family-owned business dedicated to making software suck less every day. Go to gozynta.com/payments to learn more or get started. Thanks for listening. Today, National Hug a News Person Day. If you want to give me a hug, do a share. I'd prefer that instead because it's also International Carrot Day. I couldn't think of anything cool for that one. I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.